Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With two infrastructure bills awaiting congressional approval, one has bipartisan support and one is totally partisan. Digging deeper, Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Big tax cut to the middle class creates jobs.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking on Thursday morning when she and President Biden had announced it appeared a deal was done that would pass the president's two big legislative priorities.
Lowers costs for families.
But not so fast. In the hours that have followed, some Democrats have now put a hold on things again. They want to guarantee that both the surface infrastructure bill that has bipartisan support and that sweeping social infrastructure measure, as it's been called, will pass the House and the Senate.
Disgraced New York ex-governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with misdemeanor groping a female aide in Albany's executive mansion, a crime that could send him to jail for a year if he's convicted. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Trial attorney Jeff Harris on CNBC said that there's a question of negligence on the Rush movie set following the fatal shooting of the cinematographer.
There's just simply no explanation why that would ever happen. And so it's clear that if you have a live round on a movie set, it's allowed to migrate its way into an operational firearm. That firearm is likely to get pointed in front of somebody. Those are all the kinds of things that clearly spell negligence.
Parents are resisting kids' COVID-19 vaccines.
Most parents in the United States with younger children are in no hurry to get their kids vaccinated from COVID. According to a study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents seem concerned about vaccine safety. About 76% of those surveyed say they are very or somewhat concerned about long-term side effects, while 71% are worried about serious side effects of the vaccine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As the Biden administration is considering paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for each member separated when crossing into the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Thursday outlined the Lone Star State's $3 billion border security system on Newsmax, and he feels as if the Biden administration has abandoned the people of Texas.
It's been unbelievable. First, they've abandoned the border. They've abandoned the border counties and the people in those regions, as well as their fellow Americans. Two, they're not enforcing the law. They're not doing their job. But they're even making it worse because I used an executive order to prohibit the movement of migrants across the state of Texas. They filed a lawsuit against me in federal court to stop what I was trying to do to just better contain the health and safety of our own state. So the American government is working against the state of Texas's efforts to secure our border and to keep our own state safe.
Governor Abbott says the border crisis is self-induced by the current administration.
We just appropriated more than $3 billion to secure our own border, and those are Texas taxpayer dollars doing the federal government's job. But listen, we have to do it. We have to step up. We have to secure our border while the federal government twiddles its thumbs. Elections have consequences. We see the consequence of Biden being the president of the United States. We need a change in the administration because this is devastating to the United States.
World Series Game 3 is tonight in Atlanta, Georgia. The Braves and the Astros are tied at one game apiece in the best of seven. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Whether it has to do with, COVID, our border, what's happening overseas, Afghanistan, and even critical race theory, CRT, it's all bathed in confusion, right? And for what purpose? And I think this is where the American people are beginning to wake up and realize that we've been worked here. And in this process and all the confusion and denial that's taking place, because even you have an aspiring governor for Virginia saying CRT is not being taught in Virginia. Well, wait a minute. Well, we know that he was an operative, very close operative with Hillary Clinton, who made up the term plausible deniability. But what happens, Dr. Carol Swing, when you get to the point of where there's no plausibility? It's just flat out deniability, isn't it?
Well, we see the same with Dr. Fauci when he denied that there was gain of function research, even after the NIH confirmed that it took place. And so with some people, and I'm sure there may be some Republicans like this too, you could have a photograph, a video, six eyewitnesses, and they would still deny that they committed wrongdoing because it's in their nature to lie.
Yeah, exactly. And especially with and what's so dangerous is when you have people that have a level of charisma and influence, like some past presidents and people, there for a while. I mean, people are looking at Dr. Fauci as some sort of godlike figure. By the way, really quick, I was so excited to get Carol on the air here with us that, I should properly, introduce her. She's the award-winning political scientist and former tenured professor at Princeton and Vanderbilt University. She's the author or editor of 10 books, including Be the People, A Call to Reclaim America's Faith and Promise and the New White Nationalism in America, Its Challenge to Integration. And she is co-author of this latest book, Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. And critical race theory seems to be, part and parcel of this, kind of basic seed that's been put into our culture. So whether it's, we call it critical race theory when we're talking about education, then we have all the deceptions been taking place, as you mentioned, whether it's at the border or with COVID and Dr. Fauci, who we know that, we knew early on, based on testimony that he had presented earlier, Carol, that he was a gain-of-function guy, that he had passion for it and interest. And then we find out that here they were involved with the Chinese in doing gain of function, not just, a couple of days ago. This had been going on for years. And even against President Obama at the time, who told him not to invest the money, he went ahead and did it anyway, invested in the build-out of the Wuhan laboratory for gain of function purposes. And what galls me here is when it broke out, he said nothing. And here he leaves the president of the United States, who he is supposed to advise on, and he had all this pre-information about it. And Well, I'm sure Donald Trump would have a lot to say about the many things that Dr. Fauci did not tell him and give him counsel about regarding COVID, and in the process, you know, is responsible for all these deaths and infection that have taken place, not only in America, but around the world.
Well, my position on it is that we should have been more curious about the pandemic exercise they did in 2019 with the Johns Hopkins researchers that involved Bill Gates and some of those top scientists, and also the investments that took place in early January. This pandemic seems to be very much a planned pandemic. And I'm very concerned with that agencies, the fact that they have huge conflicts of interest. The scientists, the NIH, FDA, CDC, all of these organizations get money from private industries, and the billions and millions of dollars they're getting from them, surely it influences decisions. Plus the fact that Fauci and other scientists can have patents. They're working on government time, the government dollar. You know, Fauci's been working for the government. Did Donald Trump say 125 years? Something like that. A long time.
Right,
and
exactly.
He's been able to enrich himself, you know, through these patents. That's a huge conflict of interest. We try to keep politicians from having conflicts of interest. To me, those scientists are far more dangerous than the politicians on matters like this.
Yeah, in basic business, there is a law that says if an individual is to develop something while they're being employed by a company using company equipment and that property belongs to the company. But for some reason, when you talk about the government, they're able to sidestep that responsibility, and he's able to have ownership of something that he has no full right to. It belongs to the people because he developed those patents and developed this whole process while he was on the taxpayers' dole, was he not?
And why, you know, like, I don't know everything that takes place in Congress behind the scenes, but you would think that some of our leading Republican spokespersons would be challenging that we would be hearing about it, that there would be someone that says, I'm not going to rest until that's changed because that's wrong.
I'll tell you why. Because they're just as guilty. Remember, it was only a couple of years ago, Peter Schweitzer pointed out all the insider trading they were doing. I mean, Nancy Pelosi was on a banking committee. She got preferred Visa stock, and her husband turned it around in 3 weeks, made over $100,000. Stuff like this happens all the time in Congress, and it was so blatant that they finally said, okay, we won't do this anymore. We'll stop doing it. The Ethics Committee. I mean, for all this time this has been going on, you go, where's the Ethics Committee on this? And they were going, well, it's kind of okay. They just kind of turned a blind eye to it. But when it became obvious, and this was pointed out again by Peter Schweitzer, then they said, okay, maybe we better stop doing it. But I'll guarantee you this, if you do a deep dive on it, Carol, you'll find out that they found an end run because they can't help themselves. It's just like you said, liars lie, cheaters cheat. Stealers steal, and this is what they do. They've been conditioned to act this way. But if we, the people, do not take a stand and say, heck no, you're not going to do this anymore, and we start voting them out and realizing that our votes, you know, like Barack Obama brilliantly said, has consequences, well, guess what? We're paying the consequences for this vote in 2020, whether you want to say it was legitimate or not. But the fact of the matter is they counted some votes, and we've got this president who has done everything he can to destroy anything positive about this country, whether we're energy independent, whether our southern border is secure, our standing overseas, you know, if you want to say climate change, you know, what we were doing
right
there. Incredible. At every turn, he's done everything he can to destroy all those positives.
It's so obvious, and it seems to me that the leaders we have in Washington now are controlled more by China and the Islamic interests than they are our interests as Americans.
Well, we had a researcher do a deep dive, and more information is coming out on this. And you've got to look at three major investment companies, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. They control over $30 trillion of assets. And they own the media, they own entertainment, their tentacles are in every aspect of control of our government. So when you start talking about the deep state, I'll tell you, in the real deep, deep waters, you're going to find these three companies. And on the surface, they want us to believe it's China and others, but it's these three and the World Economic Council. We'll talk more about this later. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Carol Swain, the award-winning political scientist and former tenured professor at Princeton and Vanderbilt University, continues with us. And you've also taken on more responsibility, because that's the way you roll. Now, you're a distinguished senior fellow with Texas Poly. Tell our audience about this new assignment.
In the last couple of weeks, I have accepted a position with the Texas Public Policy Foundation as a distinguished senior fellow for constitutional studies. And in September, I published a new book, my 11th book. It's called Countercultural Living, What Jesus Has to Say About Life, Marriage, Race and Ethnicity, Gender, and Materialism.
Wow. That's power-packed and timely at a time when we need to realize that, you know, God has spoken about these things. There's nothing new under the sun. He's laid out the plan, but if we're not following the plan, you know, it's going to be to our own disaster. And even more so is God wants us to live in peace. And you say, well, I'm not living in peace right now. I'm fearful of COVID. I got all this crazy stuff I'm dealing with, you know, open borders. We've got gangs coming in, people that want to do us harm and that. And God says, peace be still. And he did speak on these issues, right? And so it's up to us to go to the banquet table and apprehend those great benefits of being a follower of Jesus Christ. Why not, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
Well, you know, maybe that's our next conversation when we have you back. I do want to talk about your new book. That is awesome because I believe, again, you know, I was meeting with some men the other day and the saying of, you know, what was said to Queen Esther, you know, for such a time as this. And there's so much that is happening right now that people of faith are being called upon in the same spirit that her uncle Mordecai said to her, said to Queen Esther, for such a time as this. Who knows, but for this time that you're here in America today, that you are a light carrier of God's truth, and this is why you are where you are for such a time as this. This really excites me, Carol. I want you to know that.
And I can tell you that one of the things I do in that book is that in each of those areas, I use my life to speak to issues such as the life issue and marriage. And so, like, all of us are imperfect. And so I'm in my 60s. I've seen a lot of things. And so I can use my life almost as a model of what not to do because I didn't get saved in the Christian sense until I was in my 40s. So I made a lot of mistakes before then. So I get real about how not to do things with God's preferred method that I wish I knew back in the day.
Don't we all, right? Shoulda, coulda, woulda. But this again speaks to God's faithfulness. And that's why I try to remind people even today, no matter what you've done, because my heart burdens, especially for women who are coming up with a realization that, you know, maybe have had an abortion experience, Carol. And they say, how can God ever forgive me? And I understand why you ask that question, but you ask that question from a human mindset. You do not ask that question from an experiential mindset of super spirituality. If you know God, you can begin to appreciate, maybe not totally, but you can begin to appreciate his level of forgiveness. I mean, after all, this is the same God that sent his own son to redeem us all, even before we sinned. And even though at the time, the people that were sinners, I mean, they were debased. I mean, it was a mess. But he said, hey, you know what? You're my creation. I love you. And I'm willing to put my son on the altar to sacrifice for your sins. And that sacrifice is still valid for us all today. And so the redemption message is so important, Carol, just like what you shared. And we all have that same story, is that we messed up. And thank God we have a God of second, third, maybe 100 chances, you know, because even Peter asked Jesus, says, how many times should I forgive somebody? You know, 7 times? And Jesus says, why don't you try 70 times 7? You know, so in God's economy of things, it's, you know, forgiveness is endless as long as your heart, you know, toward him is one of humility and sincere confession for what you've done, right?
That's going Christian, you know, when you have people that will point at an individual, for example, Donald Trump, and name everything they ever did wrong in their lives, because the shed blood of Jesus Christ cleanses and redeems people from past, present, and future sins. And so it's not, no Christian should look at someone else's past and say that that person is so bad they cannot be redeemed, or there's nothing good about them and they can't change at any point. And so I think that we often make the mistake of being too self-righteous.
Yeah, without a doubt. And in the process of doing that, we choke off our own blessing, you know, by doing that. And, you know, but this is the challenge that we have with our humanity. And even in that, Carol, God understands it. God understands it. And hopefully our prayer is that, you know, we can get beyond ourselves. A friend of mine the other night, we were talking about ego and how ego, you know, gets in the way. And he says, well, in their specific program, they have an acrostic for ego. Let's see if I can remember this correctly. Oh, it's called easing God out. That's ego.
Oh,
and I thought
goodness.
That was brilliant.
That's good.
Isn't that good?
Really good?
Easing God out. Yeah. So Brother Anthony gave me that, and I said, you know, I'm going to steal that. I really like that because it's really good. It really puts it in. And the thing is right now is that ego, you know, when you look at it politically and what's happening in our culture, is flourishing right now. People have arrogantly turned their backs on God, want to take control of our government. This is really the big exchange and the big lie that's taking place in our culture. And that is that God is being replaced by government. You know, that because going back to what you said earlier, what, you know, Bill Gates and these other eugenicists, which astounds me, Carol, is they're so egotistic that they believe the earth cannot sustain the population that exists today. In their own brilliance and arrogance, they believe that. I mean, God never said that, but somehow Bill Gates and all these eugenicists believe this, right? And so at the very heart of their worldview and motivation for all these regulations and everything going down, it's about culling the herd. This is why they're not concerned about COVID.
Oh, you know,
so what? A couple million people die, right? Yeah.
It's so clear what their agenda is. Are all about, and it comes from that secular humanism. We have to solve the problem, otherwise the planet ends, and Christians should not be swept up into that. And the manipulation of COVID, the fear of death, as a believer, I know that God has an appointed time and place and manner for my death. It's already written in the book. You know, if it's COVID, so be it. But I don't live in fear about COVID to the point that I can be manipulated the way you see the American public right now.
Exactly. Well, as people of faith, it's win-win for us, isn't it? Because, hey, look, if you survive, if you're still surviving, you're here, and God's still using you to fulfill your destiny, your God-given destiny. If you pass, hey, you're on streets of gold. Hallelujah. It's like, I mean, it's win-win the way I look at it, right? And so, but if you're not a person of faith, I feel for you, because then fear will grip you and you have nothing to defend yourself against that gripping control of fear, do you?
I agree 100%, and I think we're going to have to get together again to talk about my book, Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House.
You see, this is all your fault, Carol. So you open up these doors. This is why I always...
together.
Well, exactly. I just so appreciate you, and I'm so grateful that you're available as you are, and for this you know, growing friendship between us. You're absolutely awesome. And congratulations on the new assignment and the new book, and I promise that you will be back soon and very soon, and we'll be able to talk about this and more matters of faith in our culture. Dr. Carol Swain has been our guest. Carol, be blessed. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With two infrastructure bills awaiting congressional approval, one has bipartisan support and one is totally partisan. Digging deeper, Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Big tax cut to the middle class creates jobs.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking on Thursday morning when she and President Biden had announced it appeared a deal was done that would pass the president's two big legislative priorities.
Lowers costs for families.
But not so fast. In the hours that have followed, some Democrats have now put a hold on things again. They want to guarantee that both the surface infrastructure bill that has bipartisan support and that sweeping social infrastructure measure, as it's been called, will pass the House and the Senate.
Disgraced New York ex-governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with misdemeanor groping a female aide in Albany's executive mansion, a crime that could send him to jail for a year if he's convicted. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And if you're listening to us on our worldwide extended weekend network, we welcome you to the show and remind you that you can listen live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific at BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. And we thank you for joining in. These great guests that we're able to bring forth. It's not about 8-second sound bites, and it's not a specific agenda. It's not, hopefully, I try not to make it partisan, but maybe by definition, as you point out what's going on, it may seem to be partisan because anything today is perceived through a political lens, and we've got to step away from that. We have to think about what team we're on. And we're on, as my good friend Tennessee Bob put it, life is a team sport. And we have to understand, what jersey. We got to see the jersey that you're wearing. Are you on Team America? This is the ultimate team. It's not a Democratic team. It's not a Republican team. We're on Team America, which is for all Americans. That is the difference. This is the heart and breath of the show, and hopefully that comes across to you. Dr. Michael Rubin joins us now. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, and we're here to talk about the dangers that are abounding, and clearly has America in the crosshairs here, and we are being targeted. Michael, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about China and Russia, right off the bat. The militaries there have linked together. They did this last month, doing some war games. What is this telling us?
Well, ultimately, this tells us two things. First of all, when it comes to the Biden administration's policy of strategic retreat, what happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. The other thing we need to understand is that for all the rhetoric of forever war, it's not solely up to the United States to end a war. Our enemies, our adversaries also have a say in this. And unfortunately, rather than end a war and bring about peace, what leaders in both Moscow and Beijing understood is that the United States was simply retreating and that they would just resume their fight against the U.S.-led international order, albeit from a strategically advantageous position.
Right. Well, and to your point, it was Leon Trotsky, and I think you quoted him in one of the previous conversations we have. I just want you to know I do take notes, and, you know, when you're talking, you know, it's and I remind our audience to take notes, too, because your brilliance is so evident. But you reminded us a while ago of Leon Trotsky's quote that said, "You may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you," right?
Exactly. Something to that effect. And this is the situation we're in. Just today, for example, China announced a new military base that they're building in Tajikistan, which until recently the United States had worked from. What we're seeing is just a strategic erosion of the United States. And I think what's important to understand is that when the United States retreats, it's not a matter of simply being able to focus more on our domestic economy. The forces of altruism aren't going to fill that vacuum, and the world is going to look a very different place if we allow groups like China's Communist Party, Vladimir Putin, or for that matter, the Islamic State or the Islamic Republic of Iran to fill those voids.
Exactly. Put into perspective, if you would, Joe Biden's term of over the horizon.
Over the horizon counterterrorism meant that the United States wouldn't need to have boots on the ground in a place like Afghanistan. We could work from afar. But what we're finding out now is that, first of all, the intelligence on what the Taliban are doing and the terrorist groups in Afghanistan are doing dried up as soon as the United States left, and that we don't have the ability to conduct that over-the-horizon deterrence or retaliation. The important thing with regard to intelligence, Bill, is it's important to know where the Taliban or al-Qaeda are going to be 3 hours from now, not where they were 3 hours ago.
Well, Michael, as you've noted, you know, working for the Pentagon as a strategist, I mean, you've got to have eyes on the ground. I don't know, you know, even with all the technology that this idea, I mean, that's a bit of a dream, I think, or maybe just a bit disconnected to say that you can, you know, conduct these issues over the horizon, or am I misperceiving something?
No, let me give you an example, Bill. I mean, of course, people oftentimes think of intelligence as terms of satellite imagery and real-time information. But if you get information, for example, that a terror leader sometimes attends a mosque, for example, in Jalalabad, what you need is to set up a cigarette vendor, a local cigarette vendor across the street from that mosque who has the ability to call you if he sees that person enter. If we don't have boots on the ground, we can't do operations like that. They're very valuable human intelligence, and that's what leaves a huge blind spot.
Well, and the thing that, to me, over the horizon, you know, comes to the test, just as a little bit of a sidebar and a mild distraction here, is when you look at the southern border. I mean, we see, you know, thousands of migrants coming to our southern border, and you're going, well, where's our over-the-horizon policy working on this particular situation, and there's nothing being done? I mean, you still have thousands of people heading north to our southern border here, and it looks like... Go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Bill, and certainly have some pretty strong opinions on the southern border as well. But what infuriates me is the passivity with which the mainstream press simply accepted the White House statements of maintaining over-the-horizon capabilities when the Pentagon and the White House never had that ability. Intelligence was twisted and the American people were lied to, and there seems to be very little will to hold those who lied to us to account.
Well, even with what we heard in the congressional hearings between the generals and, you know, Blinken representing the Biden administration, there was such a grave disconnect still regarding Afghanistan, even talking about the number of Americans that were left behind. I mean, thank God we have people who, because of their military hearts, still believe in that credo of not leaving any Americans behind. And they're doing this on their own and going into Afghanistan and liberating. But there's, I don't know how we're going to be able to get everybody out, and if we're just setting ourselves up down the road, and I mean in the near future, to where you know, whatever Americans are left are going to be hostages.
Well, I think ultimately that's the case, but you know, you might be a little bit more optimistic there, because as we hear about Americans departing in drips and drabs, this sets off my alarm bells. I'm wondering whether we're paying ransom for them right now. It's something the Obama administration did. Many of the same Obama administration personnel are now in the National Security Council, people like Brett McGurk and Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer, who were in charge of giving the Iranians $1.4 billion. The Afghans, the Taliban specifically, are desperate for the more than $9 billion we have in Afghan reserves, and I'm kind of wondering whether they're holding our people hostage in exchange for some of that money, and then what that money might be used for, whether it's simply going to be used to kill Americans down the road.
Exactly. And of course, we're not even talking about the $80 billion worth of armaments that were left behind. How much, Michael, do you think by now that those materials have been repurposed, sold, and leveraged? Because, as you said, what's happening with this new government is they're cash-strapped. They need money.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'm not as worried. It was about $24 billion once you strip away some of the other issues relating to salaries and consultants and so forth. But $24 billion worth of actual hardware. You know, it's not that the Taliban are simply going to sell it away, but they're going to give it to access to the Pakistanis, to the Chinese, to the Russians in order to be able to reverse engineer it. Tony Blinken,
exactly.
They say that we don't have the ability to, they don't have the ability to utilize it, but the Taliban aren't operating in a vacuum. They have the best and the brightest of the Chinese and Russians behind them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Michael Rubin is with us, the resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute. We're talking about the dangers that are before us and what we might be able to expect here very soon, because, as he said, you know, what happens in Afghanistan does not stay in Afghanistan, and the threats are clear and they're a present danger, and he'll tell us more about it.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans, and for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official Dr. Michael Rubin continues with us, and he has been warning us about American weakness and the perception that the world has about America. And we're looking at these players that we knew were going to raise themselves up and take advantage of America's perceived weakness. And, of course, as he reported earlier, China is building a military base on the Tajik border. And also we see rumblings of possibilities of them, and you can't blame them, looking at Taiwan. That has been a golden jewel that President Xi has been eyeing for quite a while. Right, Michael?
Well, that's absolutely right. And one of the things, I was fortunate enough to visit Taiwan about 14 years ago. One of the things that struck me about Taiwan is just how un-Chinese it feels. Sure, the language is Chinese, but culturally, it's only been a part of China, mainland China, for about 10 or 15 years over the past 500 years. It's a completely different country, and that's one of the reasons why it's a democratic country. That's one of the reasons why it becomes so important to be able to allow it to continue its own democratic transition.
Exactly. And, of course, they had to be a little nervous. I mean, first of all, you have President Biden saying that, as a matter of fact, in that town hall, he says that, yes, definitely, we're going to defend Taiwan. And then the next day, I mean, within hours, his team is saying, well, you know, hemming and hawing about this deal. So what is it? Are we going to protect Taiwan or not? And if we are, what does that look like?
Hey, well, first of all, Bill, this is one of those issues where the press again let us down, because President Biden actually referred to a Taiwan agreement he had with President Xi. Well, no one asked what that Taiwan agreement is. It certainly doesn't exist in writing. You'd think that would be natural for a follow-up question. Traditionally, our policy with regard to Taiwan has been one of strategic ambiguity, where we haven't wanted to say exactly what we're doing. Now, President Biden, by saying we're going to defend Taiwan and then his aide sort of backtracking that, undercuts that strategic ambiguity. The nightmare situation right now isn't simply an outright Chinese invasion of Taiwan. Remember, Taiwan is the huge island of Formosa, which many people think about, but also it maintains several other offshore islands off China. And so the big fear now is whether China is going to try to do what they call salami slicing and perhaps take a few of these offshore islands and see what the Americans do in response.
You know, this whole term of strategic ambiguity, I mean, whatever, I mean, if that came out of the military brain trust, that person ought to be eliminated. I mean, I don't understand that, Michael. I mean, to me, it's like when you're dealing in the world of military, you can't, this idea that it's good enough for government work just doesn't hold mustard. That bothers me.
Well, I agree with you because, I mean, if we look back at the Korean War, which was one of the, in the post-World War II era, it was one of the bloodiest American wars. You had a situation where North Korea decided to invade South Korea when I think it was Dean Acheson had talked about America's strategic perimeter and left out the Korean Peninsula. And so Korea figured they had a green light. If that's what happened then, what's to say that we're not giving a green light now for further Chinese aggression, especially given what they did in Hong Kong in violation of a treaty and what they've done in the South China Sea? I don't think that China has ever been more dangerous than it is now. And I'm not sure whether the Biden administration is up to the challenge.
Exactly. Well, and of course, that same thinking for Korea then carried off into Vietnam, did it not?
Well, I mean, certainly, although Vietnam was a slightly different issue, at least in Korea,
yes.
Once North Korea invaded, the Truman administration understood where they had gone wrong and basically under a UN flag liberated South Korea until China got involved. Otherwise, we might have liberated the entirety of the Korean Peninsula. I'm not sure whether Biden is Truman and whether Biden has the will to stand up to these forces of autocracy. And again, this is where it all ties into Afghanistan. The Biden administration may have liked to compare their flight from Afghanistan to the Berlin airlift, but the Berlin airlift was all about standing up to autocracy and tyranny, whereas the flight from Kabul was all about fleeing from it.
And, of course, some of the shadow aspects of the United States-Biden-Chinese relationship goes through his son, Hunter Biden, does it not?
Well, that's another area where the press has let us down because everything has become politicized. We had this notion that this was, the press told us that this wasn't the story when from the very beginning it really was. The laptop was legitimate, and it looks like Biden, and not just Hunter Biden, but his father, was, corrupt to the core where Hunter Biden was accepting money in order to provide access to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden seemed to be very aware of it. It's not only that we're allowing the Biden family to get away with this sort of corruption, but it makes us look weak and makes our enemies question our resolve when this sort of thing goes unaddressed and unpunished.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, how laughable. Here we go. And you know, that's why the Chinese told Blinken and his entourage, you know, don't talk to us about morality and ethics. We know who you are, right? In so many words.
Well, you have that. And you also have, and this is what I find much more concerning, former Secretary of State John Kerry, who is the Biden administration climate envoy, who behind the scenes seems to have been lobbying Congress not to make an issue of Chinese slave labor simply because he wants to give the Chinese breathing room so that we can come to some sort of climate deal, which, frankly, the Chinese aren't going to abide by anyway. I mean, this
right.
whole notion seems to be, I mean, we're not seeing the forest through the trees, and in the name of sophistication, we're doing things which amount to self-harm.
And, oh, by the way, are we going to deal with the reality that the Chinese are responsible for COVID?
We need to deal with that reality. If this is a war, then the Chinese certainly owe the world reparations for what they've done. But again, this is maybe for the fourth or fifth time in our conversation, a wake-up call to the press, which somehow decided to deem this racist, even though all logic pointed to a lab leak.
Exactly. Well, and these are things going back not just a couple of years. I mean, you find out the NAIA, or if I'm saying the initials correctly, forgive me. But, they had an awareness of this for the last 11 years of what was going on, gain of function, that this was taking place in Wuhan. And then during President Obama's reign, It was Fauci who delivered money to help build out the Wuhan lab. He had his people there. This is all documented. This isn't news. We've known this for a long time. And they went there and they came back after about 18 months and said, look, at these guys are a bunch of cow. They're dangerous. There's going to be a problem here. So then we have a problem, and Fauci acts like he doesn't know what's going on. So it just makes you wonder, you know, what kind of counsel he was giving to President Trump during that period of time.
Well, you're absolutely right there, but I see it as a broader problem of a professional class which acts above the law, above the American interest, thinks they're immune to accountability. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. in this case, Fauci is only the tip of the iceberg. Before Naomi Rao became a justice on the D.C. Circuit, replacing Brett Kavanaugh, who went on to the Supreme Court, Naomi Rao had run a program countering the administrative state through George Mason University, I believe it was, and the work she had done was commendable. I mean, everyone should look at just the numbers of examples of Fauci-like people who are acting against the interests of the United States without any accountability or oversight.
Yeah, this is absolutely incredible. But, you know, the problem, you know, for the people on the left and these progressives and Fauci-likes is the truth eventually comes out. And here recently, there was an unearthing of Wuhan lab docs, and it's showing the bat lady herself isolating the coronavirus strains for direct human infection.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the fact that Fauci has lied so blatantly to Congress, I mean, if he's not above the law, then the law should be coming to him quite soon. The fact that he has profited off this so tremendously and at the same time showed such antipathy towards Congress, it doesn't matter whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. When you're under oath, you tell the truth. And the fact of the matter is he lied and he should be held to account for that.
Well, Michael, like you said, this is where the media is not doing us any favors. I mean, we're hearing the truth on this show. Right. But there needs to be, I mean, the mainstream media, the legacy media is MIA at a huge expense, you know, for the American people. And it makes you wonder, wait a minute, are they all part and parcel of this cabal, this eugenicist group of individuals, World Economic Forum that's all trying to get us in step to this one world government and to downsize the population of the world?
Well, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, journalism is no longer about elucidating. People are becoming journalists because they want to try to save the world, and they don't want to do it with the accountability of acting and the checks and balances of acting in government. The journalists have ceased becoming the fifth estate. They've ceased becoming a check and balance, and unfortunately, they've just become another wing, at this point, largely of the Democratic Party.
Well, the challenge is this is really speaks to the heart and soul of America and America's people. And in part, what you're suggesting, Michael, at least the way I'm reading this, is that we've seen the enemy and the enemy be me. I mean, what are we doing as we the people to hold everybody accountable? I mean, we should be on the rooftops yelling and screaming and demanding the truth for the sake of our kids and our grandkids, the next generation that we're handing this baton to. Dr. Michael Rubin has been our guest from the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.